The following was recorded November 24th, 2019 at St. Matthew Church in Linville, Indiana. For more information, visit us on the web at www.stmatthewlinville.com.
I can go off on a Bubba Gump tangent right now, right? Buffalo turkey, turkey on a stick. Roasted turkey, smoked turkey, Cajun turkey, right? There's all kinds of ways to fix your turkey. And so if you get bored, Pinterest, right? Get online, try some new recipes, okay? I love Thanksgiving, and it's a good time to be with family and friends and just be still. Reflect on how good God's been. So I don't have a long message today. I'm grateful for short messages, right? And we're going to talk about giving thanks. Does anybody know who the first this guy is right here? Anybody name this guy? That's John Wooden right there. And so those of you who are able to name him, you know that he was one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. He coached at UCLA and won multiple championships. And part of his success was that he always had a purpose in what he did. He always had a purpose. And I question my kids all the time, man, what's your purpose in that? Why are you throwing the football at the television? Why is that? Why are you doing? And those who are not very confident in their answers shrug their shoulders. You know, you've seen this before. And the other ones who think, I don't know, is a great answer, abuse that, right? I don't know. Have a purpose for what you do. Have a reason for it, okay? Do something, right? Don't just waste time. Why are you playing that video game for the fifth straight hour? Do something, man. Right? All day long, man. They could just... You seen it? It's happening, man. Just an isolation is happening in our kids. And honestly, I think that we sometimes enjoy it, because the more they're playing, the less they're fighting. The more they're playing, the less they're complaining. The more they're playing, the less they're challenging you, challenging me, inconveniencing my day. I got stuff to do. Da, 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 play a game. Right? Do something. And do it the right way. Whatever you're doing, do it the right way, John Wooden would say, okay? In fact, Bill Walton, you know, Bill Walton was a player at UCLA and won some multiple championships with John Wooden, went on to play in the NBA and played for the Portland Trail Blazers and the Boston Celtics on championship teams. And now he's like a motivational speaker. And because of his name recognition, he's done very well with it. Okay, and I will not quote Bill Walton in many church services, okay, because he's got a different perspective on life than I do. He for sure doesn't have a biblical worldview, okay? But he does recall his early days at UCLA when he walked into practice as the top recruited player in the nation. First practice. And Coach Wooden says, okay, guys, take your shoes and socks off. And this is how you put your socks on. And first, you got to wrap it around your toes and make sure you're getting rid of any kind of wrinkles or whatever the case. Take it slowly around your ankle. And Bill Walton's thinking, what in the world are we doing this for? We are top players. He was the highest recruited player in all of the United States of America. And this fella is teaching him to put his socks on. And so here is John Wooden. He's trying to teach these guys fundamentals in life. Doing little things, what? The right way. Not just do something, right? Don't just run around helter-skelter in life, right? But do it the right way. There's so many biblical truths that we could pull out from this, right? Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it with all of your heart as unto the Lord, Colossians chapter 3 says, right? And don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word, James chapter 1 said, okay? Do something. Put your faith into action, right? Do it the right way. And then he would say this, guys, do it the right way every single time. Do it the right way all the time. Have a purpose for what you're doing. And I want to tell you guys that God has a purpose in all that He's doing in your life and in mine. God, I question this. Why is this happening in my life? What's this for? Man, I didn't see this roadblock coming. I didn't see that speed bump. I didn't see that broken relationship. I didn't see this coming. But God sees the bigger picture, right? And He does it the right way. You can talk. The kids are. Every time. Guys, no one is going to say when we stand before His throne, man, you got most everything right, God, but this thing in my life, you dropped the ball, right? That one didn't work out so well. You messed up on that one. I dare you to say it in front of all the congregation of heaven. Actually, I don't dare you. It wouldn't be a good thing on your account, okay? God's going to get it right. He has purposes for the things that go on in your life. And He does things the right way every time. And man, He wants us to do that. Man, He wants us to reciprocate that, right? Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, right? The whole goal of sanctification is to conform us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ, who, in John 6, only does the will of the Father all of the time, right? And God wants us to change into that, to do that, to have a purpose, to do things, to do in the right way and to do those things the right way all the time, okay? And so people will ask all the time, man, I don't know what God's will is in this situation. Or I don't know what God's will is long term for my life. I don't know what God's calling is upon my life. And so I want to give you some go-to answers for anybody that ever asked you these questions. Because as a Christian, guys, you shouldn't fear that question at all. You shouldn't fear it. You should welcome that question from your unbelieving friends, right? You should welcome that question from your believing friends. You should welcome that question from your children. What is God's will for my life? If we cannot talk about that, guys, what are we going to talk about? How are we ever going to share the gospel? Okay? And so if you're not ready for this question, man, you're not ready to witness. Okay? This is an easy question because it is answered directly multiple times throughout the New Testament, throughout the Scriptures as a whole. It says, this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you, right? What's God? I don't know what God's will is, man. I don't know. Paul says, this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you. There's no question about that, right? And so here it is. Okay, are you ready? Jericho read this early today, and he said, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. That is a pretty overarching purpose, right? A pretty overarching plan that in everything, what are you going to do? You're going to give thanks, and you're going to pray all the time, and you're going to rejoice all of the time. Do everything without grumbling and complaining. That's my most used scripture quote, right? Of 2019. Guarantee it, right? If I was to go back and count all the scriptures that I've quoted, that would be the one that I've quoted the most this year. Do everything without grumbling and without complaining. You know why I quote it so much? Because I do everything with grumbling and with complaining. And I need to hear that reminder, because that's where my flesh wants to go every single time, right? There's a curveball thrown in my agenda, right? Oh, but that's not on my checklist of things to do today. Wah, woe is me. Yes, I'm your dad. I quit saying it. Okay, it's distracting. Okay? In everything, give thanks. Read the next phrase with me. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Okay? I want you to mark that in your Bibles or jot the reference down or highlight it or circle it or write your notes or memorize it. Whatever it takes, guys, I want you to know what God's will is for you in every single situation. And it's three things. It's rejoice. It's pray. And it's give thanks. Okay? And I want to say, I want to say it's an RPG, but for those in the military, that would be something else, right? Is it a rocket-powered grenade? Yeah? So I want you to think of an RPG, man. You're firing off these three things. You're firing off rejoicing, right? You're being joyful in God's presence through the trial. And you're praying without ceasing. You're never going to stop, man. Whatever is coming your way is not going to hinder you asking and pressing in to the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, we're going to give thanks constantly, consistently, perpetually, right? Here's how sometimes we go through life. And John Corson gave this. He's one of my favorite pastors. And guys, you can check him out. He wrote A Day's Journey. And A Day's Journey is a fantastic devotional. It's a daily devotional that my wife and I have gotten a whole lot of mileage out of through the years. And he has a way of just making the scriptures so easy to understand and applicable to your life. And so John Corson says that a lot of times we don't go through life rejoicing and giving thanks and praying. What we do is like we take a little bitty step and we worry about it. And then we take another little step and we worry about it. And we take another little step and we worry about it. And this is not the way that God wants us to grow or to go through life. Okay? He doesn't want us growing this way. He doesn't want us going this way. And he likens it to a fella in Colorado many years ago. I'm stealing this story completely. Okay? Who lived right by a river. But knew that his friends on the other side of the river had invited him to Thanksgiving dinner. And so the river had stopped, you know, for the winter. It had frozen over, but he didn't know how frozen it was. And so here's what he decided to do. Man, I don't have anything for Thanksgiving. And so if I can just get over to my friend's house, they invited me, they're expecting me to come. If I can just cross the river, I could enjoy a nice Thanksgiving dinner, right, with my friends. Okay? I could enjoy a luscious turkey and maybe some homemade biscuits and roll, you know, and some gravy and noodles and all this stuff. We'll be out of here shortly. No worries. Okay? If I can just get across the river. And so this is what he did. He got down on his hands and knees and scooted a little bit out from the bank. And he knocked on the ice to see if it would hold him in his neck. And then he scooted out a couple more inches and knocked on it, to banged on it a little bit to see if it would break. And he's trying to make his way across the river, okay? 6 inches at a time. Knock, scoot. Knock, scoot. You can imagine, right? The snow falling, the snot starting to freeze, the fingers starting to numb, the knees getting calloused, right? The feeling leaving his limbs. And he's about halfway across the river. And you think, oh, he's going to fall in. And he's knocking. And he's wondering, oh, man, if I could just get to that Thanksgiving dinner. And all of a sudden he looks up. He hears in the distance sleigh bells and two giant Clydesdales with pulling a sled with 10 to 15 people behind. So thousands of pounds worth, right, of weight. And it hits the river and starts cruising across. And passes him as he's on his knees. 6 inches at a time. And he's looking at these huge claws clopping, right? And there they go and they pass him. He's like... And they make it across, right? And so what's he do? He stands up and very confidently walks the rest of the way to his friend's house, right? Guys, I want to tell you, man, that God is going to see you through your situation. He's going to see you through it. You can stand on his word, right? If you hear my voice and you build your life on my teachings, you are a wise builder who built his house on the rock. And when the Clydesdales come, and when they pull the sleighs of everyone singing Thanksgiving songs, that rock is not going to break, right? The ice isn't going to break. You're not going to fall. Guys, God has you in the palm of his hand. And so what, you know what he started to do? He started thanking God. Thanksgiving and trust, guys, go hand in hand. Always. If you have a lack in your faith today, try thanking God for the things that he's been faithful with. Okay? Rejoice in his blessings and it will start to build your faith back. Okay? And so we go through life as this guy, you know, knocking on the eye. Oh, I don't know about this situation. And God sees us through and we find out, oh man, it is okay. And so we take a little baby step again and we worry about that one. That's how we go through life. When people are zipping by on Clydesdales, zipping by on horses and slaves, and they're making strides in their spiritual walk, and we're, oh, I don't know about this. Guys, stand up, take up your mat and walk, Jesus would say. Okay? Rejoice in everything. Okay? But that's different than rejoicing and giving thanks for everything, isn't it, Pastor? Like I get it. I understand what you're saying and we can rejoice in everything, but surely we don't have to give thanks for everything, right? I can give thanks in the midst of the trial, but do I have to give thanks for the trial? Only if you read your Bible. Only if you take your Bible seriously. Pastor, I disagree. There are things that I'm not going to thank God for. I'm not going to thank God for. How can I thank God for that? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Who wants to be a fool? Who wants to be wise? Who woke up this morning thinking, I hope that I am a blithering idiot by the end of the day? Nobody thought that, huh? Why is my hand the only one in the air? Who wants to be... Put your hand down, son. Who wants to be wiser at the end of every day? Who wants to learn from their mistakes and get better and grow? Man, come on. I know that you do. You're just kind of being lazy today or haven't done your stretches or something. Okay? See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I don't know what the will of God is in my life. That's why I underlined it. Okay? Are you ready for this? Part of knowing what the will of the Lord is to not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That sounds like rejoicing to me, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like rejoicing? Singing, making melody in your heart all the time? When you're rejoicing, doesn't it feel like you're living a song out? And what's the next phrase that's underlined? Giving thanks always what? for all things. It's not just in all things, guys. It is for all things. Pastor, what are you talking about? I got to give thanks for that? That doesn't make sense. This is a trial. This is a struggle. This is worth grumbling about. I've been wronged. You don't understand my situation. But I won't change the Word of God. I may not understand your situation, but I'm not going to change the Word. Okay? This is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. Always giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you are going through, whatever trial it is, whatever temptation it is, I want you guys to grow in your spiritual maturity and at least test this out. Try it. And thank God for that thing that you've resisted for so long. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not thanking God for that. Then you're stunting your own growth. You're cutting fruit off of the vine. You're doing that. Your job is not to be the vine dresser. Your job is to be the branch. Right? Your job is to be the branch. And that job is what? To abide in the vine. To stay connected. Branches don't sit there and complain and grumble and gripe. They just stay connected to the vine. I don't want to be an apple branch. I want to be a pear branch. That branch over there is not bearing much fruit. Not as much as me. You know? Right, Sith? And so I'm going to complain about it. I'm going to argue and whine and cry and throw a fit and a hissy and get all the, you know, attention. Guys, give thanks for all things. Going through something tough, something challenging right now. Thank God for that thing specifically. Thank God for that bad report from the doctor. Because you're going to do something in that, Lord. And you have a purpose and you do all things right. All of the time. I don't know what that is yet, but I'm still going to thank you for it because it's starting a new journey and a new challenge of faith for me. Thank God for that bill, right? That's come in unexpectedly, right? Thank God for that car that broke down on the side of the street this past month when it's cold. I don't want to, like, I hate car trouble. I'm not thanking God for that. Thank Him for it, right? When the check engine light comes on and it starts to sputter, Lord, thanks, because you're not surprised by this. You've got something in store that will come out of this. And so I'm going to thank you in it, but I'm also going to thank you for it. And I'm also going to thank you through it. I'm not going to give in to the temptation to just go through lip service because the pastor said something on Thanksgiving weekend, And so I thanked God once and it didn't work out for me, right? I'm going to thank God through it, right? And you keep thanking God. And I'm telling you, man, it will change your perspective on that thing you've been resisting for so long. Guys, I've been applying this week to something that's really been a challenge for me for several years, and it's changing my heart, and I'm feeling newfound freedom in it. And so I'm not harping at you. I'm with you in this, and I've tried it, and I'm telling you from experience that if you'll thank God specifically for that thing that you have a grudge against, or that person that you have just constant conflict with, the people that you can't satisfy and you can't please, and if you thank God specifically by name for them because they're driving you to be better, man, I'm telling you, your heart will change and it will be a blessing. It will be a blessing for you, okay? And I love how Paul doesn't just talk the talk. This dude walks the walk. This is a fella who, while he was shackled by two prison guards, wrote the book of Philippians. and said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Not a prisoner of Rome, not a prisoner of these two dudes on my left and my right. This guy had shackles on him, and he says, I'm a prisoner of Jesus, man, and I have freedom in Christ. And this book of Philippians, right? What's he say at the end? I can do all things, right, through Christ who strengthens me. And I've learned the secret of what? Being content in every situation. I'm perfectly content with this dude that I don't know on my left, this dude that I don't know on my right, and being in shackles because I'm not a prisoner of Rome. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Guys, you are not a prisoner to the Romans in your life. Break free. Break free. And thank God for the Romans in your life. Right? Thank Him. And you will be the one that experiences freedom in Christ. If the Son has set you free, then what? You are free indeed. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Right? The first question here, I'm going to give thanks in everything. Right? Then I'm going to give thanks for everything. But now I'm going to give thanks all the time. And why do I say that? Because these two qualities and characteristics of God will never change. Give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because He's good. He's never going to be bad. He's never going to be just okay. He's always going to be, say it class, good. Thank you. He's always going to be good. And so if we are giving thanks because He's good, then we are perpetually going to give thanks because He will never change from being good. There's no shadow of turning in Him. He's the Father of lights. He's the giver of all good and perfect gifts. He's a good Father. Why do you call me good? Jesus says, no one is good but God. And He's never going to change. And so our thanks has to be eternal. Right? We should never stop. Rejoice always. Give thanks in everything. And His mercy endures how long? So if we're giving thanks according to His mercies, which last forever, then how long should our thanks last as well? Guys, our thanks should always, they should ever be on our lips. Thank you, Lord, for this struggle. Thank you for this trial. Because you're good and you're merciful. You'll show me mercy through it. Okay? You know how many times in Psalm 136 that we know that God is merciful or that He's good? However many verses there are. It's a call and response psalm. So I say something and you say the same thing. And then I say something different, but you say the same thing over and over. And then I say something different and then you say the same thing. So your part's easy. You just have to remember, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Right? So whatever I said, you would say that. And so David writes this over and over and over, reminding us that God is good and He's never going to change, and that His mercy is going to last forever as well. And what about 1 Corinthians chapter 11? This is where we're close. This is Paul again writing in 1 Corinthians. He says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had what? Given thanks. He broke it. And then he told everybody what the bread meant. Are you with me? He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave thanks. He didn't break it and grumble about it. He didn't break it and start a show of, seeking sympathy or fishing for somebody's empathy or remorse or whatever the case may be. He broke it knowing exactly what it represented, and He gave thanks for it. I'm about to be broken up for you guys tomorrow. I'm going to be bleeding from every part of my body. I'm going to be pierced through my hands, my feet, my side. They're going to pound with a club, a crown of thorns into my skull. They're going to flog me. They're going to scourge me. They're going to throw a purple robe on me and yank it off. They're going to rip my beard out, man. They're going to blindfold me, and they're going to punch me constantly and mock me. They're going to strip me of all my clothes and all my dignity. And He gives thanks for it, guys. He gave thanks for it. Is everybody listening? Is this thing on? He gave thanks for his own body that would be broken for you and for me because of the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. And this is what he says. Take it. Eat it. It's my body. It's going to be broken for you. And remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner he took the cup and said, this cup is the... In the same manner means what? Likely he also gave thanks for it. Right? In the same manner or the same heart set, same mindset, same attitude. Okay? Same heart of thanksgiving. He says, take this. He took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. He gave thanks, guys, for his body and for his blood. And man, we should do the same. Okay? How often should we give thanks? In all things, in everything, in all ways, right? And what should we give thanks for? Everything, good or bad. Okay? And man, sometimes I'm just inspired to write some poetry, okay? So here you took the bread, right? And I like these visuals, right? The body, the bread was the picture of the body. And he's giving thanks for it. And sometimes I'm just inspired to write some poetry, so I want to close with this. In all things and for all ways, we offer you thanks, sacrifices of praise. Our struggles, fears, things we hate, give us cause to celebrate. Sickness, disease, pain of all sorts, poking, prodding, IV ports. For failures, insecurity, feeling alone, thank you for that kidney stone. Weakness, temptation, worry, stress, on every side it seems we're pressed. These are just part of the Master's story that works out for our good and for His glory. And what about loved ones, cherished ones, with us and gone? Legacies lived that still live on. Wins and losses, lessons learned, brand new love and bridges burned. Oh, the joy of treasures gained, to the heart thanksgiving trained. Let's pray. Lord, we give thanks and praise. You're so good to us. You're good through thick and through thin, through plenty and in want, through good times and bad, through joys and through sorrows, Lord, through suffering and pain and through mountaintop experiences. Lord, you remain the same. You are constant in our life, and we are so grateful for the foundation that you provide if we will just build on you. Lord, forgive us when we think the grass is greener on the other side. And Lord, pursue us, Lord. Chase us down again. Bring us back into the fold. Help us to be thankful. And we ask these things, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Judy, would you close us with a song?